Religion. When I do good, I feel good. When I do bad, I feel bad. And that's my religion. Abraham Lincoln, 1860. During the last few years, countless numbers of people have remarked, "Your faith must be a great help as you cope with your ordeal." Then they ask, "What's your religion?" That used to put me in an awkward position because I could tell they wanted to hear that I'm a deeply religious person. The truth is that I only found a religion very recently that I can reconcile with a lifelong quest for the meaning of spirituality. Religious studies were integrated into the core curriculum when I was in the 8th grade at Princeton, New Jersey Day School. Religion was also mandatory in 9th grade, and after that it was optional. The 2-year course was an introduction to the world's religions, and the history of those religions most closely associated with contemporary American culture. I enjoyed learning some of the basic precepts of Eastern religions, such as Taoism, Shintoism, and Buddhism. I liked the idea that all living things are sacred, and that there are gods in trees, flowers, the earth, water, and sky. But I found many of the teachings and much of the history of Western religions quite disturbing. In my early teens, I sang in the choir of the Presbyterian Church and was intimidated by frightening images projected by some of the hymns. God the Father Almighty, onward, Christian soldiers marching us to war, the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. It seemed to me that this God probably loves us, his children, but uses scare tactics to keep us in line. If we are virtuous...